Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Anyway, new analysis shows how the time people spend in their cars getting to work is continuing to rise, as you've just heard. And the average commute to college is now 2.5 times greater than it was this 20 years ago or so. Barry Lenehan, as I say, has a detail on this. And people maybe, as we know now with text and so on, and don't text if you're driving, people commuting home in their car, on the train or the bus, whatever. But who in the country has the longest journey, Barry?
Well, those travelling home to Laois, Leitrim and Roscommon by car this evening from work are those with the longest, Cormac. Fresh analysis of census data provided by the Department of Taoiseach in response to a parliamentary question by Labour leader Ivana Batchik shows how the average commute to work in Ireland now stands at almost 17 kilometres across all modes of transport, and also the average commute by car standing at 17 kilometres. Is this a figure on the rise? The average commute in 2016 was 15 kilometres. And in terms of those travelling to work by car, the average commute to work in Laois is 24.4 kilometres, Leitrim 23.7, and Roscommon 22.4.
My God, imagine the stress with and climate, the climate impact as well. What about other counties though, and also the time it takes to get to the workplace?
So the average commute in Galway, not including those who live in the city, is 22 kilometres, something similar in counties Offaly, Westmeath and Carlow. And Meath residents, they face Ireland's longest average in terms of time taken, 35 minutes to take the average 21 kilometres to work, something similar for counties Wicklow and Kildare. Well, spare a thought for those heading back to Dublin Fingal right now. An average commute of 34 minutes for an average distance to work of just 12 kilometres.
Oh,
and the shortest commutes distance-wise were among residents of South Dublin and Dublin City Centre.
And what has the reaction been to these figures, Barry?
Well, the climate impact you mentioned, Oisin Coughlan, he's director of Friends of the Earth, and he says trips to work by car increasing in distance should be noted.
Well, I think these figures really illustrate the challenge that people have and that government has in tackling our climate polluting emissions. And it shows the challenges we face in our daily lives, because most people don't want to have that longer commute. It's a function of where the jobs are and how the transport system is set up. So it really shows that we need to keep improving public transport. There are some improvements, but keep investing. It also shows how the climate crisis intersects with other crises, because it's about housing too, when you have to buy a house further away from where you work because of house prices. So it shows that we need to find solutions to the housing crisis and the climate crisis at the same time, so people have the choices to use public transport and less polluting options to get to work.
And in relation to our emissions targets as well, this isn't good news, is it?
No, it illustrates the challenge in meeting our emissions targets. I mean, there is some good news around public transport. More people have used public transport than ever before in the last year. But it shows that we're going to need kind of structural change in terms of our provision of public transport and housing and other amenities to make it possible for people to choose lower polluting options.
Oisin Coughlan there. Now, Emeritus Professor at Maynooth University, Jim Walsh, has long analysed commuter trends over the years, and he believes problems may be coming down the tracks when the population is older.
The extent of commuting over long distances has important negative consequences in terms of the ability of the people concerned to participate in their local communities, the impact it has on the work-life balance within the household itself. As a population gets older, these issues may well become a greater problem. There is an important age division at the moment, in that most of those who are commuting by public transport, whether it be a train or loose or whatever, are tend to be younger. Those who are travelling longer distances by car are older. They're often in their 40s, 40 to 50. That lifestyle of travelling for more than an hour every day to get to work and again get home again, that is not sustainable as workers get older, and something that needs to be considered for the future.
The professor is right. There's something about doing that once or twice, grand, even a few months is grand, but over time it is a killer, I can tell you. What of those heading to college, Barry? What did the figures tell us?
The average commute to college now stands at almost 35 kilometres. This is up on 32 kilometres in 2016 when last analysed, and around 2.5 times greater than the average commute to college in 2002. Then it stood at 13 kilometres, although the data was collated slightly differently then. Nevertheless, this figure isn't a surprise for Izzy Tiernan, who is a challenge herself finding accommodation and has also worked with other students as Vice President of the Students' Union at University of Galway.
These figures really aren't a surprise. When we were speaking to students at the start of the year, we did an accommodation survey, and a lot of students who came to us and talked to us were talking about the hours-long commute that they have to do. One student in particular was coming from Limerick. We have students travelling from Dublin to get to Galway every day to go to college, and it's not even when you go outside the county. I mean, if you are living even in Toom, that's still 45 minutes to an hour of a commute a day, which may not seem too much, but when you are a student and you're trying to have the same quality of life, the same experiences as other students, if you have to get on a bus and at 7 o'clock in the evening it's the last bus going, then you don't get to enjoy societies or clubs or events or the same things that a lot of other students do. So I really think that the commuters who are doing those long distances are forgotten about when we talk about the accommodation crisis and the impact that it's having, because although they may have accommodation, it's still not suitable. And that's what I keep trying to bring up, is this idea of suitable, appropriate accommodation that is going to be close enough to college for students to be able to access college and not have to spend hours and hours of commute. So we definitely see it in University of Galway in particular as well.
Limerick and Dublin, those are some distances to come and study in Galway when you're doing them on a daily basis, or at least a few times a week.
And it's not just the distance or the time, it's also the money. I mean, you have to think that that's going to add up. Even in a week, if you're getting the train or the bus, you're spending over 20-30 euro a day to get to and from college. Those students, they're really, really left at a loss for it.
There you go. That's Izzy Tiernan, VP of the Students' Union at University of Galway. What's being said, Barry, politically about these figures?
Well, figures supplied to the Labour Party and its transport spokesperson is Dublin Fingal TD Duncan Smith.
Well, I think it's quite simple. I think, plainly speaking, people are living further away from where they're going to third level and from where they're going to work. I think there's a number of factors to this, but one being the fact that affordable housing, being close to where people are working or where people are in education, just isn't there. So these figures are tracking in the wrong direction. They're tracking in the wrong direction now over 20 years. So it's not just a blip. It is a trend, and it's one that needs to be reversed.
And we see counties Laois, Leitrim, Roscommon among the longest average commutes in the country at the moment by car. Is that of particular concern to you?
Again, the distance from the main cities where there's third level education and where there's most jobs, we're seeing people can't afford to live there. So traditionally, over years, we might see people living closer to the main conurbations. Now they're living further and further away. This is having an impact on the quality of life. An awful lot of these commutes will be taken by car because we just don't have the public transport infrastructure to allow for that. So we've a plethora of problems here. And again, the trend is going in the wrong direction of what we need in this country.
A plethora of problems, you say. You've raised this issue, your party, with the Department of an Taoiseach, but what solutions are you proffering?
I think we need to see greater public transport options in the first instance. But the key fundamental crisis in this country is affordable housing. We need to see the provision of affordable housing. We need to see the delivery of affordable housing for young workers, for people that are starting out in life, that are able to live close to work. So that's what the Labour Party is offering.
The government might argue that it is doing quite a lot in terms of facilitating remote working at the moment. What would be your response to that?
Laws in relation to remote work are not strong enough. And this is something the Labour Party were the first party to bring in, which ours was a true right to remote work, whereas the government's bill is a right to request to work remotely. So there's a big difference. We know that people have been called.
People are taking up that request and are being facilitated, are they not?
Some are being called back into the office. And we know that this trend has been happening over the last year. So we'd like to see stronger right to work laws or right to work from home laws.
And there you go. That's Duncan Smith of Labour ending Barry Lenehan's report. And you're very much engaged in this, I know. Let me read you some of the texts to 51551. We've got a huge amount of them. I now commute between 2 hours 10 and 2 hours 30 minutes a day round trip. The time is one thing, says this listener. It's the poor road network that is exhausting. I can't use public transport due to location and times due to childcare. there needs to be a sustainable plan for workers and commuters for this country, a national plan, not local, says one listener. My daily commute, says another, from North Wexford to Dublin City Centre is 4 hours to 4.5 hours a day. Another, I travel to from Belturbet in Cavan to Hackettstown in Carlow about 2 hours in the morning and 2:30 in the evening, says one. And Duncan mentioned remote working. Let me read you this. Maybe this might be a solution, even though I know it's difficult. Saving between 8 and 10 hours a week in commute time since moving jobs from Dublin and home to Connemara. Not to mention saving on diesel, lower wages, but 5 minutes now to work and much more time with kids. Should have done it years ago, says that listener. Well, I know the stress and the costs and the climate impact and the bad eating habits I know myself and the family time loss. It is really, really difficult, but and that solution isn't open to everyone. But thank you very much indeed for engaging. Keep your text coming to 51551.